Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino Film Festival. Today I have with me Craig Goodwill, Valentin Merlet and Jacob Sederkren, director and actress of Say This, screening here in Festa Mobile. So welcome, guys.
Hello.
Buongiorno.
So this is a particular film for Turin because it's set mostly in Turin. So I want to ask Craig, how did it all start? How did it start with this collaboration and this decision of shooting here?
Well, I think initially you're looking for the grandeur and what's going to best suit your story. And then you want to see what can make your story even bigger. And so ultimately Turin provided the locations that we needed, which is the grandeur we are looking for, but ultimately the extent of the experience of filmmaking here and filmmakers and crews was incredibly important as well. And then now in the world that we live in film, it's all about tax credits. So it Turin and Puglia offer two great tax credit systems. And so combined with the locations, the crews, the tax credits, it all aligned very nicely. And the history of Turin is a remarkable thing. And I found it very akin to the story that I wanted to tell. And what's interesting is I don't even know if outside of Turin people will understand the depths of the places that we shot and their importance to the story. Because some of the places we shot, only people in Turin are going to know the historical aspects, like the fountain that we shot at and how important that was to the ultimate story. So Turin just became the place to do it. And I can't even imagine anywhere else shooting it.
I remember reading a book called The Esoteric Turin. Yes. So it felt totally right to me to watch a film a film like this set in Turin, so it was perfect setting to me, but I guess it's...
No, but it was. It's you know, and her descent into this nightmare with Jakob, and it just... It's those layers that you're constantly looking for as a filmmaker, and it was the fact that I was standing here alone in Italy said, I'm going to shoot in Turin, and everybody's like, but you're by yourself, and I'm like, no, this is where I'm going to shoot. And we made it happen. It's quite a... It's incredible. It's incredible.
Valentin and Jacob, would you describe your characters for our listeners? Help us. get closer.
All right. Try to do it brief. So I am a guy from the past in Sadie's life who's appearing in the present. That's the character, actually.
Would you define yourself as a sort of a trigger?
Trigger?
I mean to the demons of our past and this constant battle.
Well, the story, the story starts out with this meeting and journey he takes her to, which is part of her journey. I mean, it's kind of a fairy tale. I always seen it.
In many ways, you are a trigger because you. The minute she sees you, everything flips, right? And so, and the world of reality and dream starts taking shape. And I would say that Jakob's character is definable in a way that he is everything that Annalie or Sadie loves and hates about herself. So that's always saw him as kind of the devil, how much we love and hate the devil.
Yeah, exactly.
In that case, Valentin.
I would say that there's an interesting comparison between our two parts, is that he could be the dark side and I could be the bright side. But basically, do we exist, do we not exist? That's another question that I'll leave up to you and out to the viewers that would see the movie. But the most interesting thing, between the two characters, it's a little bit like a Shakespearean kind of atmosphere. We don't really know how real they are, but he's hate, passion, he's all the grease that you can find in your life, all what's inside her, eating her slowly and slowly. And I would represent the opening and the light that she could have as well. But what's going to be her choice? So it's really up to her to decide what we are. I don't know if it's...
Yeah, it totally makes sense.
And she may not even have a choice in herself. And that's it's an interesting thing.
And that leads me to a question that I'm also interested in myself. Can there be found a balance between passion and is there a balance? I mean, through this journey, did you get something? Did you get a conclusion out of this dream?
I think the answer is that there's no answer because I think there's an ebb and flow to life, and I think passions wane and increase. Jakob and I are both married with children, and so you go through the wanes of passion and love and hate and all these things, and
it's complicated.
and people ask, does Sadie ever find love? And I think the only definable answer I have is that it's up not for Sadie to find love other than for herself. To love herself. And I think if you translate that to the real world, it's the most important thing for everybody to do is, for me, these Valentin's character represented love or the potential of love. And in many ways, each one of these characters are defined by things of my own past and how you've been in love, desperately in love with someone who didn't love you back. Yet that person knew that you're the best thing for them, but still pushed that love away. So it's, I don't know if there is an ability to, I certainly think we seek that balance. But I think the balance of imbalance is the most important thing,
for sure.
As opposed to finding some sort of perfection that's unachievable.
Was this one of the discussion you had while working on your character? I mean, tell me more about this process.
I think we had many discussions, and the interesting thing about this movie is that while we were doing it, we were experiencing things, and those things were giving us answers. But once again, I don't think there is an answer. I think it's like in life. Basically, who cares where you're going? Who cares about the result? The important thing is, what's the way to get to that point? How do you deal with the situations that you're facing when you're walking to that distance? And I think for Annalise's character, that's what she's actually going through. And we're all doing the same in life. It's like the yin-yang situation. Mm-hmm. It's one big part. So to the question, is there a balance? Did you find answers? The good thing is to keep thinking and to keep seeking for the answers. Keep you alive.
Jacob, do you want to add something to that?
Well, what's the question again? Sorry.
The work on your character and the discussion that we've been talking about.
Yeah, it was... this was really interesting. Sorry. This really... it was an interesting work in progress in many ways. I mean, I got involved quite early, or like half year before the shoot, and with Craig, and we met for a week, and then via Skype, and I'm working on, because you know there was a lot of ways to go with this, and we tried some things you felt like, but I don't understand, and but then you found I don't have to, and all these kinds. So it was great. I mean, it was an interesting journey and great experience. I mean, I love this kind of work where you work in progress. It's great. It was interesting.
One last question. It's obvious, but I want to ask, what do you expect from tonight, from the touring audience? That it's a very, I don't know if you know this, but it's a very cinephile audience. They love films, they love being challenged, and they love challenges. So,
I have no expectations for tonight. I just want people to enjoy it. You know what? Love it or hate it, whatever they're going to do, they're going to do. And I think they'll appreciate the artistry, if anything, and the fact that we did such a big film on a very tiny little budget. And I just hope they come away with it affected. And that can be good or bad. I don't... If I started worrying about what the audience is going to think, then I'll drive myself crazy, because I can't control that. We just do the best we can and tell the best story we can with the passion and the money we have to do it, and then it's up to the world to decide what they're going to do with it, and we leave it at that. And that helps me sleep at night, because otherwise I would just drive myself crazy of caring about what everybody thinks, and that's a pathway to insanity, because everybody's going to be different. Like, yeah, it's going to be a different crowd here than it's going to be in
somewhere else.
You know, it's also a very religious country, and it's also, we shot in some very hardcore and religious places, and very dark, and there's a lot of sex and violence, and it's, I expect nothing and everything. So,
well, we have the young pope now, so we're really we're really trying to fight this in Italy at the moment. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Jacob Sedeker, Valentin Mellet, of SEDI, and Craig Goodwill, director of SEDI here at the 34th Torino Film Festival.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.